Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la, come to my island with me. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la, life is so happy.
Listeners, I want to welcome you to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Jody Lynn. Thank you for your time. Thank you for being present. And most importantly, thank you for listening. Today's show will focus on sacred inner peace. And I have the man of the hour, spiritual teacher and energy healer, Atana, with our lovely guest, Anna and Saber, here to discuss sacred inner peace, Atana. Say hello, Atana.
Hello. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Happy day. Happy night.
Hello, Atana.
Hello, wonderful beings. Hello, wonderful listeners. I'm so grateful and happy to be here and to support transformation. And I'm looking forward to share more of the sacred inner dialogue with everyone Yay. Who wants to go deeper.
Well, it's a good time of year as well because it's like the equinox, Atana. Is it there today for you guys?
It was here, I think, yesterday, and spring equinox started spring finally here. Everybody is happy. The spring power is coming up. And, you know, it's such a sacred time in life where we're celebrating the connection with the sun.
Mm. So you guys are really moving into that opening phase in the Northern Hemisphere where, you know, well, it's the new year. It's the birth of the new year, actually, in real terms.
Yes, and you see those beautiful buttercups and the tulips coming out and these amazing plants that are coming from underground that are basically hibernated and are coming out now to the surface. And reminding us of how much power there is in these earth energies coming up to the surface and sharing themselves with the beautiful sun.
Very interesting time on the planet for all of this to be happening as well. But, you know, there's a lot that seems to be happening that is also very negatively focused. So to be able to focus on those beautiful positive things at the turn of this season is so important to choose to see them, I think, isn't it?
Yes, and I always appreciate the view into the depth of human psyche and human existence and transformation, because there is so much focus and value in these lights and in these possibilities of transformation that lies in the subconscious, in the unexplored. And I'm always about harnessing these depths of dimensions that are representing itself sometimes in not so nice way, but at the end of the day, it's information. And information brings, like it says, it brings something in a formation that you can then utilize. And if you look at energy, AC/DC, you see how in a specific formation, the energy creates light.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's beautiful. Well, I guess that creation of light and that creation of healing, you know, I'm really interested, Atana, your work has many, many components to it. And one of those is hands-on energy healing. Another one of those is the sacred inner dialogue. And this is such a beautiful tool that you use, and you've written an entire book about it called Sacred Inner Dialogue, which you can buy via your website, or you can actually download by Audible, or you can download in a soft copy on the internet and read it. I actually have it on my phone, and I bring it out. I read it lots of places. But this tool that you've developed is such an important gift. It is such a amazing thing to be able to learn. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that today. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to talk a little bit about how did this come to you, and why is this tool so powerful, and what's its potential? Because, from my own experience, it has massive potential to help heal, to see those light, to see the tulip coming out of the dirt. Can you talk a little bit to that, please?
It literally came to me in the 90s. I was studying natural medicine in Germany, and I had a classmate. She was very intrigued by a modality that would address main issues like fear or grief. And it was like just acknowledging it. It was a modality about just acknowledging it. And I found it very intriguing, but I felt like, hey, there could be so much more to it if I make the whole infrastructure and the blueprint visible. It all could be made visible or audible in terms of the patterns that are happening underneath. My ability to recognize systems that we created internally, like habits or behavioral patterns that are creating stagnations, I utilize to identify these key points. And I associated them to also energy flow. And then I realized that we can address these aspects immediately. We don't have to go, you can go to a certain learning experience, but if you got your learning experience in this moment, you really don't have to go to the physical manifestation of it. If you get your epiphany for what your life lesson is in this moment, and you actually realize it to an epiphany, to an understanding, to an insight, and integrate it as a true, meaningful, experiential memory, then you don't really have to go to it by, for example, manifesting it in a form of pain or manifesting it in a form of density or stagnation. And I realized that we live in such constructs of energy and mind and concepts that when everybody that has an incarnation, a manifestation on this planet has a blueprint. All of us, we have a blueprint. The blueprint determines how the energy from the universe runs through us, like a circuit, like the motherboard in a computer. If we upgrade that computer, that motherboard, or we change the energy flow that's happening in this blueprint, then the experience is going to be different. And I realized that we can influence that.
Mm. So this is what the SID does, is it helps to actually change that blueprint.
Yes. Identifying it is the first step. Because once you realize, and if you just look at it and go into an acceptance of it where we then can start changing it, then even accepting it and recognizing it is a big step, because usually we want us to be these perfect beings, you know. We don't want to have like any form of areas that are not developed or not up to par or not ideal. And so our point of view shifts to like the ideal aspect that we want ourselves to be, what's not a bad thing. But often we create blind spots where we don't recognize our behavioral patterns or energy behavior that's changing or creating stagnation.
So how do you do that? Like, how do you see that blueprint? I mean, obviously, it's something that you're born with and then developed. How does that look like to you?
Yeah, for me, it's very easy. I'm focusing on it anyway. For me, that's why, that's the truth about living or the reality about life. And so for me, I'm in that stage anywhere, 24/7. So it makes it hard to be around people who don't want to really focus or develop or change, right? And then some people say, man, you just focus all the time on this. Give me a break, you know? And, you know, and if you're in a crisis situation, you're happy about it. If you're like in a friendship situation with me, you're kind of like, Atana, give me a break. You're like focusing on this all the time. And I'm in a state where my transformational service is more important than even my friendship. I would even sacrifice a friendship when I know I could get that person to a breakthrough. And that kind of makes it really rough to have people close to you that really, you know, just as regular friends, because they have to know how I'm ticking, and I'm kind of like triggering it. And I'm grateful when other people trigger me too. When friends say, hey, you know, you need to look at that too. But at the same time, if I smell a transformational value of a breakthrough, I'm going to take it, you know, and I'm going to make that happen. And I lost a lot of friends that way.
I think it's about time to take a break. If everyone wants to stay tuned, it's at www.atwanamethod.com. It will have his book, The Sacred Inner Peace Dialogue, there. If you'd like to download it, you can also go to Amazon or Audible. Thank you. We look forward to
la, 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 la. Come to my island with me.
Hi, and welcome back, listeners. Again, we always like to thank you for listening. Thank you for taking your time. And thank you for being present. Now, we were just talking about the book called Sacred Inner Dialogue. And Atana has explained how this blueprint comes to his mind and how he's able to write it down and put it into book format. Now, I would like to ask Atana, how long did it take you to write Sacred Inner Dialogue?
It took me about a year to write it and 20 years to develop it, really.
Because you make your own tools, you create your own methods, so everything you do is out of your own experience, your own path.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to make it worthwhile, and I want to make sure that it works. So because I work with a lot of people, and I don't really need any hoopla. I just need something that works. I can apply. See you. Have a great day. And next, you know. Because I want to serve the best way I can. And for that, I need tools that work. And so I, over the years, just kind of developed and accumulated tools that I can apply that are effective, you know. And also, I mean, I don't want to waste anybody's time, you know.
Yeah. Well, my own experience with Sacred Inner Dialogue, because I use it every day. So once I've learned it with you, I apply it to myself. But, you know, Atana, there was a really interesting thing that happened a few weeks ago where I became aware that I was using the practice as well with some force a little bit. And I had this amazing epiphany that the way I was doing yoga, I was using quite a lot of force with my yoga rather than allowing it to flow. And I had an epiphany that I was doing the same thing with the practice, which is never my experience with you. So can you talk a little bit about it? How we approach these tools as well?
The first step or second step would be really after the identifying of the pattern, the appreciation of life. You know how when we have an expectation how it should be, it's like almost an entitlement that we put out in the world. It's our own filter. But if you look around at life in this moment, it is happening and unfolding the way it wants to unfold. Let's say good or bad, however that might be defined. But it's happening right now. If you wouldn't be there, it's still happening. So my appreciation is really there for the gratitude of being witnessing, observing, participating in this whole big parade of life and dance. It's like Brazilian carnival, you know, and everything is unfolding and there's so much going on in life and there's so much beauty, there's so much love and there's so much healing that my gratitude of being able to witness and participate is the first step. I don't even think about wanting to change anything. I'm just grateful that I am on the planet. Right? And then once you witness it, once you witness it, then you can work on maybe this way or that way it could be more effective. But it's important to see what does it want to be. It's like when you see this piece of art, and you know, one of the greatest artists said once, how did you create this amazing statue out of marble? And he said, well, the statue was already in the marble. I asked the marble what it wanted to be.
So you just, you're able to accept life as it is to a level that a lot of people, you know, struggle to. And so that's, I think maybe that's half the battle, is that people want life to be a certain way. I think we all have a tendency to that. And I think, you know, there's a massive movement that's sort of come up in the last 10 years about manifesting things or, you know, wanting to create things. And sometimes we can't, you know, we're not able to change life in the way in which we want to, and that can be extremely frustrating. And I think that's where the force comes in, trying to will something, trying to be forceful, and there's learning to sit back and have that peace that you're able to work with. That's a real gift, strength.
But you know, Anna, what I'm feeling has a lot to do with it is when you're under, when you're having a time crunch, when you have a certain schedule, that's like where you feel like you have a right to do something your way because it's your schedule. That schedule was being basically pushed on you, or you agreed to have that schedule. Now you're making everything fit into that schedule. And having a schedule is the biggest illusion on the planet.
How so? Tell me a little bit more about that.
We are basically not limited to any schedule. Your schedule depends on where you're at in life. If you couldn't do what your schedule requires you to do, you would have to adapt with a different schedule. So the schedule is relative. The schedule is not the norm. The schedule is not the main focus or the main reality, because the schedule you can change. If you're in vacation, you have a whole different schedule. Other people who take a vacation and they're gone for some time, they notice, then they come back and they're on a different schedule. And if you're on a school schedule for children, you have a tight schedule to bring the children to school and back. You have a work schedule. If you have a year off, you take a hiatus, you have a different schedule. So the schedule is very, very, unrealistic in fact, because there is a schedule that you're applying to life, and every time you're applying a schedule, you're creating a certain reality.
Sorry, I've got a little person yelling at my name at the front door. Yes, yeah, sorry.
There's a children's reality schedule.
He wants to come in to talk about he's on a totally different schedule, Latana. Hang on one second, what? I'm going to put you on mute. Maybe it's time to have a chat with Dave for a second.
That is amazing view. I stopped wearing a watch a few years ago myself, and I could have used you a few times around just to say it's not really that important. So I want to go ahead and say this one, Grace. And if you want to get a hold of Apana, again, www.APAANAmethod.com.
La 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 la, come to my island with me.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
La 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 la, come to my island with me.
Listeners, I want to welcome you back to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Jody Lynn. Again, thank you for being here, taking your time, listening, and being present. I hope that we covered as many questions as you might have about sacred dialogue. I have Apana here with me, Anna here with me, and Ms. Saver. We've been covering a few items in the book, and again, you can go to Atana's website, go to Amazon, or you can go to Audible, and download that sacred inner dialogue. Saver, how are you doing today?
I am awesome. How are you girls doing? Hi, Atana. Hi, everybody.
Hello, wonderful.
Hello. You guys still there?
Yes, I can hear you. Saber, how are you?
I am so great. It is beautiful. I'm on the top of my mountain today and looking out at the blue, blue skies and the tulips blooming, and the breeze is so soft today. And I am so happy to be with you all today and to send blessings out into the world and to you, my beautiful friends. Thank you for talking with me and allowing me to talk with you today.
Oh, that's beautiful. Hello.
So, hello.
Saber, you must have some experience with some sacred inner dialogue as well. I'm very interested to hear from you how working with different modalities can impact certain people. I'm quite interested in hearing from you about your experience working with it.
Thank you, Anna. I do want to touch really quickly on what Atana was so eloquently speaking about, and that is time and time management. And I frequently refer to time as the DMV, and it's like the sacred divine DMV. It is always late. You're always waiting in line. You always feel like you're waiting for something to happen. And when you realize that, okay, I'm going to have to go down to the DMV today, this may take a long day or it may not, and I'm just going to put it out there and let it be whatever it is supposed to be, I feel like everything manifests faster and also in better time for you on your journey. And so whatever you have planted in the fall and the winter, and now it's coming up in the spring, or you're waiting for it to come up in the spring, it will be there when it is best for you and your journey. There are divine beings that know better than you at this moment, and it is in your best interest to stay patient, to stay calm, and to stay in adoration of these divine beings, because they truly know what's best for you and your families and your journey. And that is something that I've had to learn the hard way. And so whenever you're getting frustrated and you're wondering, where is this and when is this going to happen, just think of the sacred DMV It'll happen. You'll get your license in the mail when it is time and when it is your time. But you'll get it. You'll get it in time.
Thank you. After starting to read the book, how long did it take you to change your attitude about scheduling and time?
Well, Atana's book came after I started on my journey, so I can't speak to that. But I have learned through Atana's teachings and even just being a close friend of his that it's the gratefulness. It's the patience, but it's the gratefulness that brings things forth in a faster way and an easier way for you to deal with it. Because if we're pushing, you know, if we're pushing instead of allowing, those are two really, really different energies that work very differently and may push farther away what you are needing or wanting. And so
can I just ask something about that? I'm really interested in this. So that willfulness, that pushing, that really masculine will and drive and that, you know, that's also an important energy because, you know, I don't want to discount that, but this allowing and accepting, which is much more of a sort of a feminine way of being, they're both important. I feel like we're really stuck in this much more will and drive and go out there and kill it and manifest it and, you know, go, this energy. You know, it's created a lot of difficulties in the world. I want to talk a little bit about how this allowing this more feminine type of energy to come in. How can somebody settle enough to allow that to come in? Because that's actually a really difficult thing when we're taught to will and drive and rules and, you know, this is the way. How can we relax enough into this more receptive modality?
Well, I believe, Atana, did you want to talk about that or do you want me to talk about that?
Let's both talk about it.
Okay, great. would you like me to go first, gentlemen, sir?
Ladies first.
Oh, thank you. Oh, wow. What a guy. Okay.
I know.
So just think about this in a way of fight or flight, right? We have got to have that is within us, that will to succeed, that will to create, that will to survive, that is there to help us to keep living, right, and to keep surviving. But after we get over that, there is this gracefulness, this loving, nurturing part of the spirit that has to take over. And many of us are stuck in that fight or flight. And the media every day rehashes that for us. We are having a good day. We're in a nurturing sense. We are in a peaceful zone. And then whammy, we are hit with some other tragedy. And this is a cyclical thing. And so learning how to, number one, release yourself from those external outlets. You do not need to be looking at your phone every 5 seconds of the day. You don't need to listen to the news every day. You will get the news when you need it. And also, as Atana was saying, that friendships and even family members that you are around that have certain energies, you will grow out of it. So releasing yourself, not completely cutting yourself off from, but just saying, no, thank you. I'm going to allow myself to have a more peaceful day. And I'm going to make sure that I'm connected, but I'm connected with gratefulness, with kindness, with respect for all that is, and especially for myself. And I've put the word allow all over my house when I was going through this. Allow. To be in that space. And being a mother, it's really important to have that with us, to know that nurturing ourselves, and then we can nurture our children. One of the most detrimental teachings that are out in the world is that we have to give until it hurts. And that is the most sad way and sick way to go throughout a life. If a mother or a father or a sister or a brother or a friend gives until it hurts, you have nothing to give when it really, truly matters. So starting at you right now, allowing yourself to have the patience and the love that you would share for someone else, start with you. Get you healthy first. And that's where Sacred Inner Dialogue comes in. It is one of the best teaching tools I have ever seen. I have seen thousands of them. And Atana is one of the only teachers that I have seen that is bringing forth the wisdom that makes the person, when they're ready to heal, accountable for what needs to be healed. It doesn't put the healing in the hands of a doctor. It doesn't put the hands in the healing of a healer. It puts the healing in the hands of the person who's ready to heal. And if you go out and look at all the different modalities, right, even Reiki, for instance, I'm a Reiki master teacher, but there's something fundamentally wrong with that. Because people are coming to you asking you to heal them, whereas we are supposed to open up a space for them to heal themselves. So Sacred Inner Dialogue really hits a nail on the head with making the person accountable and invested. And it's an honorable way to heal, to say, I'm calling bullshit on myself, basically. I am ready to do this, right? And I'm not going to put the blame on anyone else anymore. And here we go. And to have Atana there to say, I love you and I'm going to support you in every way I can, but I'm going to watch you and I'm going to support you while you do it. And that is the sign and the attributes of a true wisdom-filled divine healer. And so please, if you don't choose to heal with Atana, I hope you do. But if you choose to start looking for healing in any type of manner, please look for these types of attributes. You want to be healing with the best of the best. And Atana is one of those teachers and healers. And that's
Yay!
All I'm going to say. There we go. Bada bing, bada boom. Okay, there we go.
Yay. That was great. I love that.
Thank you, Siva.
Jodi Lita, are we going to a break or...
We should probably go to a break. I would love to hear from Atana as soon as we come back. As he said, ladies first, he always has a good piece of advice for us. So we're going to go ahead and take a short commercial break. Listeners, please stay with us. Again, to check out Atana, that's www.atanamethod.com. We'll be back.
La, 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 la. Come to my island with me.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
La, 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 la. Come to my island with me.
Welcome back, listeners. I want to thank you again for being part of the show, tuning in and listening. I have the man of the hour, Atana. He has a book called Sacred Inner Dialogue. You must check it out. I go to his website. It's a little easier for me to go from there. You can also go to Amazon or Audible. But please check out Atana and his book, Sacred Inner Dialogue. Now we're going to go ahead and get back into conversation. We're just talking about Sabra, her introduction to the Sacred Inner Dialogue. And Atana wants to go ahead and give us his version of Sacred Inner Dialogue?
Well, the Sacred Inner Dialogue is really acknowledging the dialogue that's happening in our being at all times and identifying it and making it visible, because these inner dialogues, they're very faint, they're very subtle. And I love to compare the dialogues or the experiences in life to an energy, almost like string theory, when each voice makes a sound, each dialogue creates a wave, and these waves then create a harmony, a symphony, almost like a structure. And these sound structures then create our lives. And often, more so than not, we are held hostage by these patterns. Instead of utilizing it to expand our lives, no, we are utilizing it usually to create a limitation. And what I do love is support in expanding ourselves to be open for the unknown, being open for what is not yet fully experienceable, for what we usually protect ourselves from because we don't know exactly what it entails. But going back into the trust, into our alignment with our source, and knowing that our source has the best interest in mind for our lives and brings the best support forward. Moving forward and embracing it is like the not the final frontier, but it's a big frontier to explore.
Well, Atana, that's a really interesting part, because that comes back to that question that I had before. How do you go into that more receptive mode rather than the will and the drive and the ego, which is really, you know, that more embodied experience? But that is a very challenging bridge to, I guess, straddle. That's the word I'm going to use.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I'd love you to talk a little bit more about that, because, you know, that's challenging for a lot of people.
When I work with people, I have this amazing opportunity to see people on the different timelines, on the different evolutionary steps, on the different evolutionary levels and development. And each one is in their own time zone, so to speak. And it's literally time zone, because I work with people all over the world, and each one is on a different time zone, right? And when you think about it, look at our schedule that we create throughout the day. We are so good in organizing, to creating that structure in our lives so that we don't feel lost. And even if we don't create a schedule that's visible, that where we put our appointments and meetings and our tasks on the calendar, even so, we have our invisible calendar that gives us like a schedule. And wherever we at, we are on this calendar, and we have our own time schedule. Like I said, when we're in holiday, we have a holiday schedule. When we're sick, we have a sick schedule. We're like, nothing is important until we get well. And some people can tell you about if they don't feel well, it's like their schedule is like, their regular schedule is totally like off limits. They can't even basically do what was on their schedule. And now they're just basically are happy when they make the step to the kitchen or to the bathroom or just back to bed, and just, you know, getting their mindset back into on track. And you have to think about all these different realities that can happen at the same time. Now think about, you're looking from space at Earth, and all 8 billion people have their own different schedule. Now, how fascinating is this? How many experiences each person has on their schedule, and everyone has something else important to experience, and everything is very much similar, as important as the other person's schedule. But at the same time, if you look at it from space, you just see this beautiful planet. You see the clouds, maybe you see the sky, you see maybe just the oceans, just the land masses. But at the same time, you see this beautiful planet. And once you zoom out from your busy schedule and you go into actually letting go of that, how it has to be, because we have an expectation of how the schedule should work out, and you actually allow it to work out the best way it can, then you're creating space for the unknown. What the unknown is what the miracles are. We can plan everything into detail, but even if we control and plan it into detail, we're leaving out the most important part, and that's life. That's the divine, that's God, that's the angels, that's the miracles, that's Christ, that's Mother Mary, that's the universe, however we want to express it. And these miracles, this light, wants to be expressed, experienced in our lives. And so it will come like a little plant that's breaking to the concrete, a tiny little sprout that it has so much power, it will break the concrete, and it will like bulge the concrete up, just a tiny little sprout, and will become like a whole tree. And that's like what miracles, what our source energy is, what our creative source is. And it wants to have space. If we don't dedicate it space throughout our day, it will force itself in. So the best is surrendering it and say, hey, God, the universe, here's your space, you know, give it a frame, give it some space so it doesn't force itself in, because you're divine in essence. So your divine self will force itself throughout the day. That's some part of the reality that I'm embracing, where I just give it space and say, okay, well, this is a zero amount or all amount of time space right now. Whatever wants to happen can happen.
So beautiful. I love that image. And actually, you just took me on a little journey just then up into space. I was looking down at the earth as you were talking. And that's like your magic, Katana. You actually really can take people on that journey. And, you know, that's why you're so fabulous.
I love to journey with all of you because we are on this amazing planet Earth spinning to space right now in this moment. And we have this amazing backdrop. Everything in on this canvas can happen. It's beautiful.
Jodie, do we have another chance?
I want to go ahead and thank you, listeners, for listening. I want to go ahead and then, if you want to check out Akana, that's www.akanamethod.com. Again, thank you for listening to Let's Talk Healing. We'll return shortly.
La 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 la. Come to my island with me.
Hello, listeners. I want to welcome you back to Let's Talk Healing. Thank you again for your time. Thank you for being present. And most importantly, thank you for listening. Now, we've been talking about sacred inner dialogue. Atana has a book, wonderful book out. Catch it on his website, www.atanamethod.com. I'm going to turn it over to Miss Anna.
Thank you, Atana. I could sit here and talk to you all day. And ladies, you know, I very much enjoy speaking with you each week. It's just great. Anyway, that little journey that Atana just took us on to look down at the earth, that perspective is, we don't do that very often. And, you know, sort of stepping back and viewing life from that perspective is so important because it makes us all feel closer. And it's bizarre when you think about it, don't you think? Like, we're on this earth spinning through space. You know, it's a crazy thought. And we get so caught up in our day-to-day activities and make, you know, mountains out of molehills. It's an interesting thing, I think.
It is wonderful.
I'd love, yeah, it is. So, Atana, I really just want to bring this back a little bit. This tool, this sacred inner dialogue, which has helped me so much, and sometimes, you know, recently I've been going through a challenging personal time, I notice my brain starts to click into just talking, like that monkey mind that comes up, and I'll be thinking about something and it comes and I become aware of that chatting. this sacred inner dialogue, learning these tools can actually really help shift that monkey mind. It can help shift thinking that is not helpful, that's continuing to keep us stuck in blueprints, if you like, the really are not serving us and not serving the world. So I want to ask, how can people best connect with you to learn this? Is it reading your book? Is it doing a one-on session? Let's open that up so people know how to connect with you.
People could connect with me reading the books, getting in touch with me to the website, or even go into the Atana Method class and then starting to learn about the Atana Method and sacred inner dialogue and start really to sensitize your system, open your psychic abilities, be aware of what's happening in ourselves that creates certain circumstances and experiences. And to the website, it's the easiest. Over to Facebook or Instagram, we are out there. Even like in Nashville, come to Nashville, visit Nashville and stop by in the Crystal Store, the Healing Center, and just have like jump by into the One Mint weekly meditations, the Crystal Class every Friday. There's so much that I'm offering so that there is a continuity on supporting and maintaining the energy frequency. Because the toughest part is when your energy level drops, all of a sudden the world is closing in on you. You have to keep your energy level up and clear and high, or balanced at least, so that you can maintain staying clear and focused, you know.
I think that's so true. And I think that, you know, that getting that clarity is something that sometimes I think people really need help with. And that's why there's healers like you and Saber. I guess in many ways we're all healers, as Saber was saying before, but we just haven't connected to that part of ourselves yet.
Yeah, my favorite experience is supporting you to discover your own healer. Because even if you look at the depths of you, you're yourself, Anna, you're a powerful healer. If you look at Jody, she's a powerful healer. Look at Saber, she's just a powerful healer. Just the powerful healer that we have, like the saying says, we are the people that we're waiting for. It's like we have the greatest healer of all healers in ourselves. And that healer in balance helps us to heal, to become whole and well. That being out of balance creates like the worst experiences. And so my job is really to support you, activate your inner healer, get that inner healer and intuition aligned with you, so that you can be the most powerful healer that's on the planet. I'm here to support you getting there. My job is like to activate this in you, remind you of your unlimited potential that you have within you, and then activate this and keep that momentum going, because that's where I get my satisfaction out, when I see you becoming more powerful, stronger and aligned and bringing and spreading the healing on the planet. That's where I can say, wow, another light activated. I'm not alone.
Wow. I just had this real epiphany just then listening to you speak about that, because I guess hearing that we're inside of us is the greatest healer that we've been looking for, and then that also then just, you know, hanging out with you and hanging out with Jody and hanging out with Saber makes me realize that those people that you spend your time with as well is so important, because that then activates you even more. That actually is, you know, you have your friends then actually activate you in that. So it's just an interesting concept, really.
Very, and they don't let you get away with BS either.
They call you on it. maybe that's why you're difficult to be with as a friend sometimes, Atana, because you just call it.
Oh,
but you do it in a beautiful way. You've called me on a lot of things, but you do it in the most majestic way.
Well, it's really also the compassion. You know, we all, it's not like anybody of us has that ever reach where we're perfect. You know, we're all on the journey and we're all evolving and we're all in getting better and better every day the best way we can. And sometimes we have setbacks and sometimes we go to traumatic experiences, and it's beautiful when you have that compassion still going. And sometimes we are in a place where we can laugh about our experiences, and sometimes it's like, hey, this is a tough moment, you know, and it rather requires a hug than somebody, you know, ironically laughing about it, you know. And so it's all good. We're all in this. We're all in this for healing and transformation. And I'm grateful to have you, Seva, and Jody with me on this healing journey. And I'm truly grateful, you know, for that. So let's see what the others have to say, because I know Seva is itching to share something.
Me? What a itching to talk? No. Never. Woo! Well, honestly, I really wanted to end with these two thoughts, okay? And they're really, really simple. That the divine beings made us, literally, physically made us with two ears and one mouth for a reason. And many of us keep talking and talking and talking and talking and keep asking for answers, but we're not listening for the answers that are being given all the time through many different outlets all day long. So please think about that simpleness when you look in the mirror. I have two ears and one mouth. Please let me utilize that. Let me listen more. Let me hear more. Let me hear my love for myself and for the world, and the peacefulness will come. That is something that I've had to learn, because I do love to talk and talk and talk and talk. And it's because I care. It's a hereditary thing, let me tell you. So I've had to really come to grips with that. What is enough? When is it enough, right? And when we ask the question, be ready to listen. And I also wanted to throw this one thing out there. I want to give you a challenge. I want to give you an Atana challenge, a sacred inner dialogue challenge, because the book is just, it's paper. Yes, it's paper and ink, but it is so much more than that. It is divine energy manifested on a third dimensional reality. And so I challenge you, if you don't believe that this is real, I challenge you to just buy the book and see if things start to change right away, if things shift immediately. Bring the book home, put it under your pillow. I challenge you to wake up the next day and say, I feel different today. I feel as something has shifted. And so that anyone is listening today, I propose a challenge of sacred inner dialogue for you. And please, please, look for Atana on all the outlets that we've talked about, because there is change waiting for you right now. And I love you, and thank you for letting me talk to you today. And I'll be quiet now.
Thank you.
Thanks, Seva.
You're welcome.
Atana, yeah. I think we've got to finish up soon, but I just wanted to ask you, have you got anything to you know, finish off this solstice experience and you know, say farewell to everyone?
Yes. I want to say to all of you listening that I'm happy to be here and to support you, get you back in your power, get you back in your balance, get you back in your focus, in your humbleness, and into your path of your purpose. And I'm just grateful for, you know, have the ability to support you and of experiencing that mercy of being part of that when all that is just really being showing up. And I'm happy to show up.
Thank you.
Thank you, wonderful.
Thank you again, listeners. Thank you again, listeners. We want to again thank you for listening to Let's Talk Healing with Apana. Please check out his website. His guy has so much going on. There's anything you want is on that website. We were talking about sacred inner dialogue. Download it. Read it. We look forward to listening. We look forward to being here next week with you guys. And again, thank you.